say number one or number two, whichever you was on, you know. Then we'd have spell, knockdown spell. You'd stand up, and every time you missed a word, you have to sit down. And the last two that stood up, why, they just sat, spelt right on until one had finally missed it. One time I know there was an older woman or a girl, and I was. And I guess she's 2 or 3 years older than me. And we was a spelling and spelt so long, couldn't hardly stand up. And they give her water. And she said, W-A-T-T-E-R, water. And I said, W-A-T-E-R, water. And that killed that poor old soul. That's the longest I ever did stand up, so I'd get tired and quit. But now, if they do something like that, children get more interested in it. Mm-hmm. Then when we'd go to another school, they kept tally. We all called it our school, you know. We'd number it, whatever it was. And they would theirs, and the one that got the most marks is one won.
And this was every Friday?
We had spell matches at our school every Friday evening. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, not a lot of times, but sometimes we'd go to other schools and then they'd come to our school mm-hmm. the next Friday.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, would you ever have, say, a sixth grader competing against an eighth grader?
Well, we did in them spelling matches. They always chose them all, little ones and all, you know, but they try to give the small ones a, you know, smaller ones. But now, we had a good one school. I wish this to do over all, but a whole lot of other things.
But then you have one teacher.
Yeah, that's all we had.
Who's conducting everything.
Everything. Now, I'll tell you, where I still think it'd been better that way. I know when I was a child and in school, I'd watch the grade ahead of me when they put it down on the blackboard, you know, the spelling or the arithmetic or anything. And that helped me when I got in that grade. But they don't know children, probably don't seem like anymore. Not many. I don't want to go to school, they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to go to school then.
Oh, because they've taken something away from it.
They have. They just don't do nothing like we done. Of course, I know now we had a hard time. You go to them old wood stoves and you'd freeze to death. And get so cold, sometimes the ones in the back end of school would have to move up toward the stove, but teacher'd always let us. And then we rung a bell, and the least children told me, "May I ring the bell today?" Now they just didn't have nothing, you see, to look forward to like children has today.
One thing I didn't ask you was your street address.
I ain't got no street, honey. My route is Route 3
mm-hmm.
and Box 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the old...
old highway.
Mm-hmm.
The Sherry's. And then I'm so glad they moved it away.
I bet
it,
because you probably...
Well, I was used to it then, and as young, I didn't pay attention to it. But now I'm here by myself, and I wouldn't want the whole United States coming right by my door. But now we do have a nice community, that's true.
It is, it's true.
And we have plenty of employment that about anybody at work can get a job now.
What do most people do?
Most...
What did most of your friends do when you were... working in the shop, your husband?
Well, now he worked at the plant down here in North America. They called it Glenstop at that time, but it's North America now, in Bemberg.
Mm-hmm.
He worked a while there. And I can tell you something I know you like here. They used to have to pay poll tax or work on the road to keep the roads up when I was a child. And you had to pay $2 or work 2 days, I believe it was. And that's the only way they had of keeping the road up now. They didn't have what we've got now. And generally, the roads went in the creeks, the branches, you know.